Hey, welcome everyone. Man, my name is Ken Wolf, and I want to thank you for joining me on this very special day. Why is this a special day? Because this is the very first episode of the I Encourage podcast. That's right, the I Encourage podcast. And you may be thinking right now, well, why does he call it the I Encourage podcast? Because for several years now, I've had a personal mission statement that went something like this. I believe my purpose is to encourage people all over the world. And that's so true. I still believe, you know, that's my purpose, is to encourage people all over the world. But now I'm taking it just a step further, and I've added to that mission statement, and it's simply this. I believe I'm called. I have a purpose. I believe I'm called to encourage people all over the world who will in turn then encourage people in their life and all over the world as well. Do you know right now, we live in a world of offense and criticism. I mean, everywhere around us. I mean, all you've got to do is turn on social media, and it's almost like we're criticizing everyone and everything. And I turn on the news. I mean, there's just so many things going on in our world right now where there is negativity and criticism all around us. And I believe this is a perfect time to begin this podcast, because here's why. Because I want to encourage people all over the world who will in turn encourage the people around them and people all over the world as well. You know, that can be you. You can be someone that makes a difference in the life of someone else. You know, let me just start off also by saying I'm a person of faith. And so some of the things I'll be sharing are out of the Bible, but and please don't turn me off if you're not a person of faith, because let me tell you why. I'm going to just read a couple of Bible scriptures, but let me tell you why. Don't turn me off, all right? Because I want you to be encouraged as well. But this is something about people of faith that I believe is, you know, if you're not a person of faith, that you need to hear. And it says in the Bible, and I'm just going to give you the location in the Bible. It's Romans, in the New Testament, Romans 15 and 4. It says this, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement. I don't know what your view of the Bible has been in the past. You know, if you're a person of faith, man, I hope you still have been having and will continue to have a positive experience in the Word of God, the Bible, because it says in the Bible that the scriptures give us hope and encouragement. But if you're not a person of faith, I want you to know I'm here to give you hope and encouragement, because that's what the Bible will give you. Another scripture, I really like this, in 2 Corinthians, also found in the New Testament, but 2 Corinthians 7 and 6 says this, and this is my favorite passage of scripture when it comes to encouragement and encouraging others. It says this, but God, who encourages the discouraged. Wow. God, who encourages the discouraged. Now, if you're not a person of faith, again, I just still encourage you to stay with me here, because God encourages the discouraged. I don't know what your view of God has been, and it may have been formed by someone who, you know, really wasn't representing God well. I'm sorry, but sometimes we believers in Christ tend to do that sometimes. But I want you to know what the Bible says is that God encourages the discouraged. And if you're a believer and you've been discouraged, I just want to remind you, If you're a person of faith, God encourages the discouraged. Wow, are you discouraged today? Man, stay tuned. I'm just going to talk about 15 minutes, and future podcasts could be a little bit shorter, could be a little bit longer. But I just encourage you today that encouragement is for you. And I also like to think of encouragement as this, or encourage. It's putting courage in someone, in courage. And I believe with all of my heart that we're living in a day that people need to be encouraged. Man, I have a good friend in Romania, Pastor Ronald Wothis, or Wothius as some would pronounce it. Incredible man of God. And he's actually from Holland, but he has a ministry, and he's given his life to the people of Romania and that region, because even now he's going to war-torn areas of Ukraine and feeding people and helping people. And he's continually putting things on Facebook, and it just shows how the people are hurting in that region and what, because of what's going on. But I want to just remind you today that there is a God who encourages the discouraged, and all around us are hurting people. All around us today are people that are discouraged and don't know what way to turn in life. Well, I just want to make an announcement today, and I can't tell you how much courage I need to say what I'm about to say. But I believe with all of my heart that God is calling me to raise up an army of people that will encourage others all over the world. Why don't you join me? Why don't you join me? As I mentioned, I'm a person of faith, and so much of what I talk about may be from the scripture, but not everything that I talk about will be from the scripture. But what does encourage really mean? What does that really mean? In some definitions say it means embolden. There's one definition that I really like. It's to exhort. And that word exhort is a very interesting word, because it means to urge strongly, to egg on, yeah, to nudge, to press, to prod, to purge, to prompt, to urge. Wow. Because that word encourage, that's what it does mean. It means encourage, but it also means exhort. But it also means comfort. Why are those three words very important when we're talking about encouragement? Because oftentimes, and it's very important, that when people need encouragement, that we comfort them. That's encouragement. But it's like this. If you fall off of a horse, I want to comfort you, because I have fallen off of a horse before. It hurts. And I want somebody to comfort me. I need comfort. But I don't want it to just stop right there. I don't want the encouragement to stop right there, because I want someone to teach me how to stay on that horse. Not just comfort me when I fall off the horse, because if you don't teach me how to stay on the horse, I'm going to keep falling off the horse. And pretty soon, I'm going to stop getting on that horse. But if I've got someone to teach me how to stay on the horse as well, you know, that's encouragement. That's encouragement. And I want to encourage you. I want you to encourage me. And I'm going to have other people on this podcast joining me as well. I mean, people talking about marriage, people talking about your finances, people talking about your relationships. My friend, I want you to know I'm going to have people on this podcast that are going to be talking to you about how you can stay on the horse. Because I have fallen off the horse many times, really. But oh, it was so encouraging when someone finally taught me how to stay on the horse and not just comfort me when I fall off the horse. Wow, that excites me, friend, because I know there are just a multitude. There are a sea of discouraged people out there that are hurting right now. and I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. I love the scripture in 1 Peter 5 and 12, and you can write these down if you would like, so you can go and read them yourself. But it says this, Peter is talking, and you know, Peter was that guy who walked with Jesus, one of his disciples, and really kind of had a big mouth and had that disease we, some of us know well, foot and mouth disease. But he said this in his writings. He said, my purpose in writing to you is to encourage you and assure you. He said, my purpose. Why am I writing this? To encourage you. You see, when I begin to look at the Bible and study the Bible, the word encouragement and encourage, it is there hundreds of times, my friend. I believe this is why. Because God knew we would need to be encouraged. And as I look at the Bible, it says this also in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It says, so encourage each other and build each other up. I like that. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because, and here's why, because we, it just seems to me, again, in the culture that we're living in, and I'm sad to say, even in Christian circles, we're really good about tearing one another down. All you have to do is really is make a comment on Facebook about something spiritually, and my friends, you will just, you will discover quickly just how many people have an opinion on what you're saying. But many times we're not just having a cordial conversation and we're not just having a discussion. I've seen so many times where we're really tearing one another down. When the Bible says to encourage one another and build one another up. Wow, I love that. I love that. I'm here. And I'm going to have guests on this podcast that their purpose is going to be encourage you and to build you up, to teach you, to help you how to stay on the horse. Not just get on the horse, but to stay on the horse. Yeah, every now and then we're going to fall off, but I want you to know I want people in my life around me that are going to encourage me and help me to learn how to stay on the horse, how to ride the horse, my friend. And we're going to have people that will help you in every area of your life. I'm so excited about this. Remember I said earlier where it said God, but God who encourages those who are discouraged. Paul wrote that. He said God encourages those who are discouraged. And what was interesting in that passage of scripture, I believe it's in that one, and it says, and God encouraged me by sending Titus. He was encouraged. Paul was encouraged. He knew it was God, but he was encouraged when Titus, another one of his spiritual sons, arrived at his location. When Titus got there, he was encouraged. You know, that's the type of person I want to be. And I've said it often. When I walk into a room, I want people to feel encouragement. I want them to sense hope. I mean, Paul was encouraged when Titus arrived at his location. That's what I want to be, a person that encourages others. Wherever I go, whether it's in the supermarket, whether it's my next door neighbor, whether it's the people that I work with, whether if it's in another country on the other side of the world, I just want to encourage those that I'm around and build them up. Wow. You know, Hebrews 10 and 25 says this, and let us not neglect our meeting together, wow, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Wow, think about that. Some people think Paul is the author of the book of Hebrews and really kind of uncertain, but let me just say this, is that the writer of Hebrews said, look, don't neglect connecting. Don't neglect meeting together. Because when you come together, I want you to encourage each other. especially as you see. And he's talking about the last days and the turbulent times that would be in the last days. As you see the day approaching of Christ's return, there's going to be turbulent times. He says, encourage one another. Add courage to one another. And I think that's important because today, this short podcast, I want to end talking about just briefly, and there could be a lot more discussion about this, but I want to end briefly on relationships. Have you been discouraged in relationships? Let me just say it this way, especially when we're talking about learning how to ride the horse. Have you been a person that's been in a marriage that maybe you've been divorced one time, two times, three times, and it just seems like every time you try and ride that horse of marriage that you just keep falling off? Wow. Broken relationships. Man, we want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Maybe today you're watching this and you can identify with that. I want to encourage you. I want to help you in that area of marriage. In finances, you've tried and tried and tried, and you just keep failing and failing and failing. And it just seems like at the end of the month, I mean, you've got more month than you have money. I want to help you in that area. I want to encourage you. Or maybe you're just fighting a depression for some reason, and it just seems like you can't get out of it. Friend, we want to help you in that area. We want you to be encouraged. But I think one thing is important when it comes to relationships is that, and here's the challenge, if you'll just, no matter how you feel, don't go by your feelings, but if you'll just make a choice, if you will make a choice, and you may be going through hell right now in your own personal life, I don't know what you might be facing, but if you will make a choice to say, when I'm around others, I'm just going to make it a point to encourage them. And it's a choice. Sometimes it's just a choice. I'm going to make it a point to encourage others around me. I'm going to give you a guarantee. You may say, Ken, that sounds pretty strong. Well, hey, this is how much I believe in this. That if you'll just make it a point, if you'll just decide that no matter how you feel, that when you walk into a room full of, whether there's two or three people in there or you have a room full of people, that you're just going to encourage someone. You're going to compliment someone. You're going to make it a point to build them up. I can promise you, I can guarantee you, is that if you'll just keep doing it, you'll just keep doing it, no matter how you feel. You may be depressed. You may be unhappy. Things may be going, as I said, all hell breaking loose in your life, and you just don't understand what's happening. But I just want you to know, if you will make it a choice to just encourage others, to get your focus on others. You see, when you encourage others, you have to get your focus on them. You have to get your focus on them. And when you do that, my friend, if you just keep doing it, I will guarantee you that you'll begin to see a change in your life for the better, friend, for the better. Remember, God encourages the discouraged. And so you may be discouraged right now. You may not know what way to turn. Let me just give you a bit of a sidewalk to walk on, or a road to drive on. Start encouraging others. I know it might be bad right now, but start encouraging others. Just as God encourages others, just as the scripture tells us to encourage others. In fact, one of the scriptures I really like, another one, is Ephesians 4:29. It says this: don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be helpful, so that your words are powerful. It says, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Can you see that? Can you see that when you walk into a room? You walk into a room and you start looking around, knowing that your words have power, that you start speaking words that will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Wow, that's powerful, my friend. So that everything you say will be good and helpful. I promise you, your life will begin to change for the better. I'm going to close with just one more scripture, if I may. And for those of us that are people of faith, to encourage others simply means this. I wrote this in my journal. I love it. It says, to encourage others is to help someone move forward on the path God has for them. To help someone move forward on the path that God has for them. You see, here's what I found, that when I'm discouraged, I'm also paralyzed. When I'm discouraged, I'm no longer moving forward with the plan of God for my life. When I'm discouraged, I mean, everything seems dead around me. Because another meaning of the word encouragement is to give life to. But when I'm discouraged and there's just no encouragement around me, I mean, I'm just, if I could just use this phrase, I'm dead in the water. I'm not moving forward with the plan God has for my life. And so let me just encourage you today that God encourages the discouraged. And He wants to work through you to help encourage others as well. Let me close with this scripture. I really like this. Paul wrote it in Romans chapter 1, verse 12. He said, when we get together, see, there's that gathering again. And let me just stop right here if I can. And let me just add this. When you're discouraged, it's not time to isolate yourself. It's time to be around others. First of all, the first person, as a person of faith, I want to talk to God. And then I need to get around others, people that are encouraging me. Wow, there's so many places I could go with that. But let me just say this, and I'll move on. I promise I'll move on. If everybody around you is discouraging you with their words, if everybody around you can do nothing but talk negative, 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 find some new friends. Find some people that will lift you up, that will encourage you. Find some folks that are, get away from the toxic people and get around people, encouragers. Why? Because you need to move forward with your life. And Paul said, let me go back to that scripture. Wow, I really, those of you that know me that are watching this, I'm a pastor and I could just preach and preach and preach right now. But I won't. Romans 1 and 12, when we get together, Paul said, I want to encourage you in your faith. But he didn't stop right there. He says, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. Can you just see encouragement all around in that statement? Paul saying, I want to encourage you. I want you to encourage me. That's the relationships that you and I need in our life. So if you just had failed relationships all around you, again, let me just encourage you, all right? Two things. Well, let's make it three. First of all, let God encourage you. He loves you. He's not mad at you. He wants to encourage you. The second thing is, let me encourage you to start encouraging others. Instead of pointing out everything that's wrong, point out everything that's right. I mean, just encourage them. Lift them up. Build them up. You know, people today don't need a critic. They need a cheerleader, my friend. They need a cheerleader. And then the third thing is this. Evaluate your relationships. Evaluate your closest friends. Are they encouraging you? If not, find some new friends. Find some new friends who will encourage you. Because, my friend, God wants you to be encouraged. Well, I want to thank you for joining me for this very first episode of I Encouraged. This is the first of many. I believe that as you tune in, you're going to be encouraged. Your life is going to change. You're going to learn how to not just get on the horse, but ride the horse, my friend. And life, man, you'll move forward with the plan that God has for you. Can I just say a short prayer as I close this podcast? And again, if you're not a person of faith, I just encourage you to stick around, okay? Because I'm here to encourage you as well. And I love you, and I thank you for watching this podcast. But let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity, God, to share with everyone that's watching this, Lord. Lord, we live in a day when there seems to be so much chaos all around us. But the Bible clearly says that in these last days that we need to, first of all, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and then encourage one another. That we need to be encouraging one another. And so, Father, I pray for anyone out there that's listening that's discouraged right now. I pray that something I said today will encourage them. Father, I pray that they will know how valuable they are. No matter where they're from, no matter what's happened in their life, no matter the mistakes that they've made, Father, you love them and you value them. I pray that they would know that today. And Father, I pray that they would have some healthy relationships around them. If there's unhealthy relationships, God, I'm going to be bold and say, God, if they're unhealthy relationships, God, and something they don't need in their life, Father, disconnect them from that. Help them to find some new friends, Father, that will encourage them. And Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit will bring a clear path for them to walk on. A pathway, God, that doesn't mean, Father, that pathway is not filled with disappointments or mistakes, but it's a pathway that's filled with your love and your encouragement, Lord. I love you, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to encourage people all over the world. You're a good God, and may everyone in the sound of my voice right now come to that full understanding that you're good and that you want to encourage them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you again for joining me for this very first episode of I Encourage. Hey, you're awesome. I want to encourage you today. Go encourage others.